This is Dino Herbert with the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. And today's Everyday Hero is Antonio Robinson with King John Portable Toilets. You're thrown away from home. Welcome to the call, Antonio.
Yes, thank you, Dino.
So how are you doing today there at King John's Portable Toilets?
Dino, always busy, but it's a beautiful day outside, so I'm enjoying it.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So tell me a little bit in general, Antonio, about what it is that King John is into, and tell me a little bit about your business.
Sure. King John Portable Toilets, you're thrown away from home. We are the only minority-owned portable sanitation company in the state of Ohio. We offer portable toilets throughout the construction industry as well as the special event industry, serving Central Ohio locations.
Okay, okay, very good. So you serve the construction industry, you do special events such as fairs and tournaments and races, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Maybe
weddings.
Weddings, okay, excellent. And I understand you do some recreation type things as well as some commercial. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, recreation would be like the golf courses and ice rinks, athletic fields, picnic areas, the zoos, highway rest areas. We also do some of the commercial industry would be like the lumber yards and farms and nurseries, warehouse and amusement parks. Then, like
okay.
I said, we also do the special event, which would, let's say, cover weddings and graduations and fairs and festivals and motorcycle events, and it goes on and on.
I understand. That's good. And so tell me, Antonio, how long have you guys been in business?
We just hit our 1 year being in business.
Okay.
And things have been going very well for us.
Okay. So you started in January, February of 2008.
Well, actually, we started in October of 2007.
Okay, okay, very good.
Research and development. But
okay.
We didn't actually open our doors up until April 1st of 2008.
Okay.
So it took
okay.
a little time to get things set up.
Right.
But we opened up in April 1st, 2008.
Okay, very good. So you kind of started during an official recession, according to the National Economic Research Group that decides such things. And so you did you realize that at the time?
We started at the very beginning of that. We knew that the housing market was down.
Right.
But we weren't looking to come in and become number one in the number two business right away.
Right.
We were looking to grow small.
Mm-hmm.
Over a period of time and grow into a more of a medium-sized portable toilet company here in Ohio.
Okay.
So we weren't looking to take over the complete market.
Right. But some people would have been frightened away, quite frankly, by the economic situation that we were in.
Well,
but apparently
yeah.
you and your partner decided, well, you know, we're going to do this thing regardless of what's going on elsewhere. Tell me a little bit about that. What was the mindset behind that?
Well, being the only minority-owned portable sanitation company in the state of Ohio, we knew there were opportunities with government facilities being built and also construction projects going on like the building of the Children's Nationwide Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big project for us. A lot of the major construction companies, when they do any government or projects with, let's say, the airport, they have to have so much minority participation. And
okay.
we knew that there was no other company out there like ours offering that product to the construction industry. So we knew
okay.
that there was an opportunity there. And even though the housing industry slowed down quite a bit, the commercial industry building was still going on pretty strong here in Central Ohio.
Okay, so that's a lesson learned. I mean, you may not know much about my show here, but this show is for aspiring entrepreneurs or people who are just getting started in their companies, and I think that's a good lesson to learn that even though the economic situation may not be the best, if there is a opportunity that you see and there's a niche to be filled, by all means, go forward with your business idea, because no one was meeting this need that you're saying. And so you guys saw that opening and you went forward in spite of what the newspapers were saying, in spite of what the economic situation overall was.
Yeah, you know, the news drives the stock market and so many things, no matter if it's true or not.
Right,
so
right.
We always can't listen to that in every decision that we make. But we really do have to be diligent in doing our research, due diligence in that area. So
Excellent. That's
what we've done. We've seen the opportunity, and we really went for it.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And it sounds like your first year has gone fairly well, and you guys are pretty busy based on what we were talking about earlier.
Yes, we're doing very well for our first year.
Good.
Yes, so we're very pleased where we're at right now.
Looking
to grow. One thing, you know, one issue that we're facing, which other companies I'm sure are facing, is the banks. They don't want to lend out any money right now. So
uh-huh.
When we first got started, you know, the banks didn't have a problem with giving us money, but as we grew and we needed more capital to grow our business, and unfortunately, when we went back to the banks, they were saying no.
Right. Well, we'll see if we can maybe hook you up with somebody else who could maybe help you out in that situation. I know I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and I imagine that there might be someone out there that can help you in that regard with regard to finding some capital for furthering your development.
Yes, we need that definitely right now.
Let me ask you this, Antonio. What were you doing before you started your company?
Well, for the last 20 years, I've worked on several different business ventures.
Okay.
And it's like going from job to job almost. That's the way
mm-hmm.
I felt. You know, I've really tried to do everything from an international trading company downtown in Levette Tower to a restaurant on Mount Vernon Avenue to selling pallets. And
okay.
I've always done it in a corporate way, but for one reason or another, things never really worked out. And it looks like things are working out this time. And I think one of the big differences is for the first time I have a business partner to wear some of the hats.
Right.
He takes care of a lot of the booking, accounting work, and accounts receivable, payable, those type of things. I don't have to worry about that. Purchasing. So being able to have somebody to help you out, it's like a marriage, though. You really have to have somebody you can truly work with.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can imagine having somebody in a marriage working together, how much more you can get accomplished in working by yourself.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I do understand that having a partner is indeed like a business. I've heard that. I don't have one myself, but I have a wife, but I don't have
yeah.
a business partner. But I do understand it is a lot like marriage, and you have to marry the right individual. You guys have to be completely compatible and to make sure your business is successful. Now,
Very
it sounds
true.
To me that I've heard that, you know, entrepreneurs are, you know, we're the kind of people that we're going to find our way to be successful. And so you've been in, you know, you were doing an international trading company, the restaurant, you were selling pallets. It sounds to me, Antonio, that you were born an entrepreneur. Were you that way as a young kid?
Well, I started off probably at 17 years old.
Okay.
For 13 years, I was in karate. So I traveled
uh-huh.
around Ohio and the five surrounding states. And if I wasn't competing at the karate tournaments, I was selling karate uniforms and karate gear.
Okay.
At probably 17 years old. And ever since then, I've had an entrepreneur spirit.
Okay. Where do you think that came from when you were 17? Did that come from your parents or somebody you saw as a role model, or where do you think that came from?
You know, that's a big question everybody has, because I grew up in a single-parent household,
mm-hmm.
my mom and my sister and I, and grew up in a poor neighborhood. So always had a desire to get out and to be in a position to help other people has been a big concern for me. I truly have a soft spot for single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more African-Americans in business, so I like to mentor. young ones that's looking to go into business. I have four children of my own. We're a blended family. I have two biological kids. My wife has her two kids. And so we have four kids now,
okay.
All teenagers. And from a young age, you know, I've always encouraged them to have some kind of business venture. You know, the boys at one time, I have two boys and two girls. We started them a business, two boys and a lawnmower. And we
okay.
got flyers
okay.
with their pictures on it, and we went around town promoting them and got some pretty nice accounts. Unfortunately, they got a little older and they decided not to stick with it, had other interests. But I've always encouraged young ones to get started in business at an early age, not just starting in business, but also in saving, keeping their credit good. So these are things that I like sharing with young ones. And we like to see more young ones, especially African-Americans, getting involved in business ventures.
That is excellent. And I do believe, Antonio, your influence will go a great long way. Just as you and I met at the National Entrepreneurship Week, I believe that if we continue to encourage it in our young folk, then, you know, it will indeed spread. And I believe that our tough economic time is going to be led by entrepreneurs. I think the government can only do so much, but I do believe that the small business owner, the entrepreneur, is going to be the one that really leads us out of this quagmire that we find ourselves in. And I think that, you know, entrepreneurs are going to be the ones that really start the engine of the turnaround that happens. And so I think that is great what you do in terms of encouraging young people as well as your children to pursue entrepreneurial endeavors.
Yes.
Now, speaking of the economy, let me ask you this. Since we've kind of, you started in April of 2008 and the economy has really gone through a topsy-turvy time since then, has it affected you much, or you are you're going like gangbusters? It really hasn't affected you much.
Well, you know, it'd be different if we were in our second or third year now. We can say, mm-hmm. well, things have dropped off. So for us, everything has been growth.
Okay.
But in our line of work, most companies, their first year, they're going to have anywhere from 25 to 50 toilets out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We have well over 100 toilets in our first year. Out in the
That's
field.
Great. That's great.
I think it's due to our marketing. We're the only portable toilet company with the colors red. Our toilets are red. So when you drive by a site, you know immediately who we are. We advertise on all four sides of our units, where competitors only advertise on the door.
Okay.
We really consider our toilets billboards. And,
yeah.
So we try to market it on each side. In the fact that, you know, we take a different approach in our marketing. We're currently running some commercials on Channel 6,
okay.
looking to branch off to Channel 10 and maybe also Channel 4, NBC and ABC and CBS all at one time.
Excellent, excellent. And I talked to a gentleman over at GTN yesterday. I was actually surprised at how reasonable their advertising rates were, so maybe I'll pass along his name, and you may at some point in time want to get with those folk as well.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. Let me ask you this. Since this program is for aspiring entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs, are there a few things that you, and you're a veteran entrepreneur as far as I'm concerned, you've been doing entrepreneurial endeavors for the last 20 years, what words of advice would you pass along to somebody who's just getting started or who is seriously considering jumping in the entrepreneurial waters?
You have to do your research, and you have to surround yourself with other people that are business-minded. Otherwise, you will be brought down by people that don't have a desire to see you develop, expand, and grow as an entrepreneur, whether it's from jealousy or them just not knowing. So I would say you have to get out and surround yourself with positive people.
Okay. Excellent. Any other words? Those are good good words of advice. Do your research and surround yourself with like-minded people. I think those are huge, huge things to consider when you're starting a venture, because I agree with you. I found that most people are they're a little risk-averse, and so they see starting an entrepreneurial endeavor as something that's terribly risky, when in fact I think it's a safe endeavor if you want to control your own environment and control your own life, basically.
Sure. I feel nothing's guaranteed. As you know, for me, every business I've owned or been involved in, each one I thought was going to be the one, and
mm-hmm.
I put all my time and energy into it to make it work, and whether I sold it or it went under, I kept trying, and
yeah.
That's what a true businessman does. He keeps trying. Whether you want to be a professional football player or basketball player, which a lot of our young ones want to dream of doing those things, or you want to be a business owner, you have to put forth the effort. It's not going to just automatically come to you.
Right.
It very seldom happens that way for anyone. You really have to put in the legwork.
That's great advice. And I'm a big fan of Thomas Edison, and one of his quotes was, I guess it took him about 10,000 times to perfect the incandescent light bulb.
Right.
And somebody asked him, well, what do you think about that, you know, the 9,000 failures you had? And he said, I don't think of them as failures. Those were just 9,000 ways that it didn't work. And so I
right.
kept going until I found the right way. And so I think your attitude is a great one to have, Antonio.
Yeah.
As we get ready to wrap things up here, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you if they want to find out more about your company and they want to hire you for an event or for their construction area, for their commercial side?
Okay. Well, King John Portable Toilets, we offer the cleanest, most affordable portable toilet in Central Ohio with daily and weekly and monthly portable toilet rentals. We offer multiple unit discounts, same day and next day servicing the construction, recreation, and special event sectors. Our phone number is 614-358-3418. Or toll-free at 877-553-KING, or you can send us an email at Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, at kingjohntoilets.com, or you can find us on the web at www.kingjohntoilets.com. And another thing I like to say is that we have taken on a green initiative.
Okay.
So we use earth-friendly and people-friendly chemicals within our holding tank.
Okay.
And all of our units, obviously, are newer models with hand sanitizer come standard. We also have some units that have that are flushable and also with sinks inside.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. So your green chemicals, are you able to I don't know. I must confess I don't know much about the industry, so I don't know what a green chemical compares, how that compares to the normal
sure.
chemical that's in the toilet.
Well, in our industry, our competitors use formaldehyde in their toilets. We have a, like I said, a green initiative. The mayor has a green spot program that we're now a part of, where we've all our chemicals, our urinal blocks are all earth-friendly and people-friendly safe. And we've try to become green around the office, trying to become a paperless society here at the office. By one thing we do is we email out all of our invoices instead of sending it by snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the best we can to help out in that way. And green, obviously, is the big buzzword today. So that's helped out a great deal for us in our marketing campaign also.
Excellent, excellent. That is wonderful. And I'm very excited for you in your first year of business. It sounds like things are going well. And I think we need to tell more stories such as yours as opposed to all of the bad news that we continue hear on the news. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell the good stories of people who are doing good things and are achieving successes in this time, even though the economy is not the best. There's still people who are doing good work, and are succeeding in their endeavor. So I want to thank you, Antonio, for taking the time to be with me today. I know you're busy, and I want to wish you well in everything that you do.
Dino, thank you, and I'm sure your listeners thank you also for you doing what you do also.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Why don't you drop me a line and let me know what you thought about today's episode? You can also find me at dinoherbert.com for other books, recordings, and to book me to speak at your next engagement. It's always a pleasure having you here. And remember, I am passionate about people who are pursuing their potential.